I said, I can tell by the smell of the room. And I said, that stick they've got under his bed. And I said, there's three more patients in there with it. She said, Mama, Dr. told us not to tell you. Well, I said, Dr., I just outsmarted him a little bit. Yeah. I said, you tell him that you didn't tell me, I told you.
Yeah.
And boy, the doctor came in then. It was early one morning. The doctor came in there, and I was kind of going on with Geneva because I did just sit where before I really come out and told him. And Dr. said, well, you seem kind of, told Geneva, said, your mother seemed kind of cheerful this morning. She was going in the room. Geneva was, and I was still sitting out there in the hall. Geneva said, Doc, you didn't fool my mama. Said, my mama said she knew the next morning that Daddy had cancer.
What'd he say?
He said, you don't mean tell me that. Geneva said, yes. And now I didn't tell her. Said, that was nearly a week then. Said, she just got me down. So now, Geneva, don't you lie to me. Your dad has got a cancer. And she said, Mama, how do you know? And I said, I wasn't born yesterday. That's just words I told her. And so she told Dr. And then he come out and shook hands with me. Said, well, something this morning, you look kind of cheerful. I said, all I ask you to do, Miss, just be careful with them, giving them right food. Said, how did you know it? I said, Doc, I wasn't born yesterday.
Yeah. He said, we're a lot smarter than they think we are sometimes.
And he did too. Now, they never told him. But when we took him home, and every time he'd empty his bottle, he'd say, honey, come here. I said, can't you see them bloody streaks in there? I said, yeah. He said, they ain't a fool of me. I believe that's coming off of cancer. And honey, you don't know how that hurt me when I couldn't say yes to him. I said, oh, honey, I don't know what it is not. I said, it could just be in that old spleen. They told him 20 years ago his spleen was broke out with sores all over it. And he said, now you know, you've got more sense than that. I said, well, now, honey, I don't know. I said, he just said for you to take care of yourself and eat what I give you. And he said, I couldn't live long, didn't he? So when the 2.5 years come, that's when he died. And the doctor didn't give us a week.
Yeah.
And at the least 6 months, he said.
He fooled him then.
Well, I told him about it, and he said, well, Miss, Vengeance, you told me that now. That was after he died. He said, if Mr. hadn't been a good Christian man, said he wanted to, when we was putting him to sleep, he was praying and asking God to spare him to live with his family a little longer. And said he was a good Christian man. And he enjoyed sitting out in my front yard and playing under these trees that's got pretty sweet smelling flower. I had a grave digging out in the front yard.
What are they?
I can't think of the name of it. Formosa, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And anyhow, he'd sit out there in the swing and I'd sit out there by him and he'd have the best fun playing ball with the children out there. He wouldn't get up, but he had the most wonderful fun for 2.5 years it ever was. And then we went and visited his sister out at Clarendon, Texas, just about 2 weeks or 10 days before he died.
Is that right? Well, aren't you glad he had those 2.5 years?
Yeah, it's not 2.5, it just thrilled us to death.
Yeah, that's great. Well, tell me, when you were growing up...
He didn't have to suffer.
Yeah, we
had to take him to the hospital about every 2 weeks. On account of the expel.
Yeah, but it's a good thing he had him though.
Yeah.
But if Jackie Janelle was going through the house, going, what you'd say? Quit that. What?
I said, Jackie, you see that strap hanging on the door there? Cut that out. I've done said that too many times.
What do you call it when she's doing this? What do you call it?
Just to aggravate me.
Okay, all
right. Just to tease and aggravate me and show me that she didn't have to do it, but she did.
Really.